We're going to Westminster next, where Chancellor Rachel Reeves has been setting out the British Labour Party's first budget in 14 years. It's also the first time ever that a woman has delivered the budget. Her task isn't an easy one, with tax rises and spending cuts likely to come to a total of £40 billion, or almost €50 billion. Rachel Reeves told the House of Commons that the previous government had misled the Office for Budget Responsibility about a £22 billion black hole.
It was the height of irresponsibility, and they knew it, because they had run out of road and they called an election to avoid making difficult choices. So let me make this promise to the British people. Never again will we allow a government to play fast and loose with our public finances.
Our London correspondent Tommy Mescal has been following that speech, which began around an hour ago and is continuing. Tommy, what's she been saying?
Well, we've heard a lot of measures confirmed by the Chancellor, Rachel. Of course, much of this budget was leaked in advance. I think there were two main reasons for that. One was to not spook the markets, as happened after the Liz Truss mini-budget. The second was to not spook the voters, because there are some tough measures in this budget. Now, Labour did promise during the election campaign not to increase taxes on working people. They have, however, confirmed this afternoon that they are increasing national insurance for employers. And they're making quite a significant change. The threshold at which people's employers start paying this will go from £9,100 to £5,000. That was met with quite a lot of groans from the opposition benches, Conservative Party accusing the Labour Party of lying during the general election campaign. Other measures that she has confirmed: there will be a 7% increase to the minimum wage. There will be changes, increases to capital gains tax and changes to inheritance tax as well. So quite a raft of measures. She will also be calling on government departments to adhere to a 2% savings target. There will also be a COVID corruption person appointed to try and improve savings as well. So she's trying to shore up the public finances while also trying to invest to bring about economic growth.
As you were saying to us, Tommy, some of the measures had been well flagged in advance, including that lifting of the cap on bus fares and indeed some other measures along similar lines. Anything else coming out over the past hour or so?
Rachel Reeves confirmed that she will be allocating £11.8 billion to the victims of the infected blood scandal, and also £1.8 billion to the victims of the Post Office Horizon scandal. So that was some new lines that we got from the Chancellor this afternoon. Also, that anti-corruption appointee in terms of COVID-19, that was also a new line that we got. But as you say, overall, much of the budget flagged well in advance. I think that was all with the aim of trying to settle the markets, to hope that this will be overall well received by them. And it seems at present that it likely will be.
Tommy, thank you very much. Tommy Mescal there, our London correspondent at Westminster this afternoon.